just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
.97.7 and 106.1 WEXTRadio.org. Oh, that song. I love that. Big Pink. Music from Big Pink. That's The Weight from the band. And Chuck Vazganian of Rockmon Record Club. Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, Chris. Always.
So, Chuck, tell me, the band. When was it that you first sort of heard these guys?
Oh, man. You know, we used to listen to a lot of music in high school, literally in the high school.
Yes.
My friends and I, there was a stereo in one of the practice rooms in the band room, and we would bring records in, and we'd skip class, and we'd go down to the practice room, and we'd listen to records. And we listened to a lot of Dylan stuff. So when we were listening to Dylan, the band sort of came up, and we started listening to Big Pink was out then, and this the band's second album, the Brown album, the band album had come out, and we were listening to that stuff, and it was just like, where did these guys come from? It was so different than a lot of the music that was out there. And it sort of tied into that Dylan-ish sound, but a different, completely different kind of thing.
Yeah, they had a real strong tie to roots music, the band did.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, a band made up of practically everyone was a multi-instrumentalist. That alone changed their sound because it made them capable of doing anything.
Yeah.
If they wanted to have four guitar players sitting out in front playing guitar and one guy playing mandolin, they could do it. There's not many bands that you can say that about.
One of my favorite things when I first discovered the band was that the drummer was the lead singer.
Yeah.
I just thought that was the coolest thing.
Yeah, the coolest thing.
And you, as a sound guy, you would know how difficult, especially back then, that must have been for those guys to mic.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You didn't need overhead mics for Levon Helm because his vocal mic would get everything you needed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we're talking about the band here on WEXT. Chuck Vazganian of Rockmon Record Club is here. Chuck, you've been doing the Rockmon Record Club listening events for a number of years.
It's going on 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
You had been doing them in Albany at the Linda. The Linda has closed.
Yep.
So now what are you doing?
Peter Hughes at the Linda, I worked with for 4 years there. Peter and Nate, great guys. Peter said, "Do you know Jen at Lark Hall?" And I said, "No, I don't." And he goes, "I'll introduce you." So Peter made a phone call and told Jen, "You should talk to Chuck Vazganian." And she said, "Okay." So Jen and I got together. She didn't really talk to me. I talked to her for an hour. You know that conversation. We're having that right now.
We are.
She was enthusiastically said, "Yeah, when do you want to start?" I had taken a couple of months off for summer, for a busy time of summer that we have. And they said, "We'll start in September." So this is our first show.
So September 18th.
Yeah, September 18th.
And you're going to go through the band's second album.
Yes.
So we're talking with Chuck Vazganian, Rockmon Record Club, back from its summer hiatus at a new location, September 18th.
Lark Hall, right on Lark Street in Albany, Yeah,
September 18th. Folks can, check you out at Rockmon Record Club.
At rockmon.com, you can find me, but you can also find tickets directly at larkhallalbany.com. LarkHallAlbany.com. They have tickets available. It's a great room. They just upgraded their video system. So, you know, what we do with the Rockmon Record Club is come in, we introduce the album that we're going to do. I do a little bit of rundown of the liner notes, talk about who plays what on the album. And then I do usually a little history of the album, Some bands we know so much about is not, you know, going into the history of the Beatles. Unless you get really into the minutia, everybody knows the story. But the band, not a lot of people know the story. So I spend a fair amount of time talking about where the band came from. Then I talk about where they were just before they recorded this album, what was going on within the band and around the band, where they were living, what they were doing. And then I go into each song, and I talk about each song, a couple minutes, 3 minutes maybe, and then I play the song. And we do that for all of side one. We take a little brief break because I'm 69 years old, and I need a brief break after an hour. And then when we come back, we do a little trivia contest. I go through the album cover. I go through the sales of the album. And then we do the second side. And then at the end of that, I have a little wrap-up of the album, and that's it. It's about a two-hour show. It's just a lot of fun. And I got to tell you, when we started doing this, almost 10 years ago now, the shows were nothing like what I just described to you. There were so many suggestions that I got from people in the audience. Somebody said, why don't you put the lyrics up? Great idea. We put the lyrics up. Why don't you do something about the album cover? Great idea. We did something about the album cover. Why don't you have a trivia contest? Great idea. Teddy from UPH, she was the one that suggested you should do a trivia contest. Great idea. We did that. So there's all these things, these suggestions that people have made through the years. So it really is, it's grown with the audience.
Sure.
And because of the audience.
You're building a bit of a community.
Yeah, really.
The Rockmon followers.
And all you have to do to be a member of the club is come to a Rockmon Record Club show, and then you're a member of the club for life.
That's awesome. And the next show is at Lark Hall on September 18th, and Chuck's going to be going through the band's second album that came out in 1969.
Yep.
Chuck, why don't we listen to a track from that second album, and then we'll have you talk a little bit about sort of where the band is and stuff.
Where they came from.
Yeah, where they came from. What song did you want to play?
I'd love to play The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. It's one of my favorite songs, and it's one of my favorite band songs, and Levon Helm sings, so how could you go wrong?
How could you go wrong?
Virgil Caine is the name, and I served on the Danville train till Stoneman's cavalry came and tore up the tracks again. In the 65, we were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing.
.org. The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down from the band's second album, 1969. And I've got Chuck Vazganian of the Rockmon Record Club here with me. He's going to be doing a show all about that second album.
Yeah, all about the second album. What a great song,
though, huh?
September 18th.
September 18th at Lark Hall.
Yes.
It is a song, right? I mean, I have to be honest with you. I think the first time I heard it was the Joan Baez cover.
Yep.
And I just love that song so much that I had to, like, find everything all about it. And then when I realized who it was by and everything, I had to go listen to them and find out more about those guys. And,
yeah.
And I knew about the band because I was a big fan of Bob Dylan, but I didn't really know about the band. So what should we know about the band?
Well, you know, the band, they're basically a Canadian group. Four of the five players are Canadian. Levon's the only American. They're North Americans. They're more of a North American band than it is an American band or a Canadian band even. The band, one of the things that's really interesting about them is they did basically the same thing the Beatles did when they went to Hamburg. When the Beatles went to Hamburg, every day they played between 6 and 8 hours for audiences in different bars, and mainly they had one place that they played, but for the most part, they played these long sets, and they couldn't duplicate any songs. You know, they wouldn't. So they had to play all these different songs. So they had to be pretty proficient, and they got better and better and better. They even said when they went to Hamburg, they were sort of just an average band. And when they left Hamburg, they were at the top of their game. They knew how to play. The band was the same thing. They started out with Ronnie Hawkins in Canada, Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. Ronnie Hawkins, great, great blues guy, rockabilly guy, loved that stuff. And he had an audience in Canada, and he was a journeyman. I mean, they would play one or two shows every day, and sometimes there were three. Ronnie was the chief, he was the master of his domain. He did all of it. The thing about Ronnie is, great stories about him, but, you know, if you were a player, you might not think that this is the greatest story, but Ronnie would have a band behind him, and if he saw a better bass player, he'd fire you and hire the other bass player. So he was always trading up. And he acknowledges this in his own stories about himself. Did you know who the first member of the Hawks was that then later on became a member of the band?
No.
Well, the first one was Levon Helm.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And Levon was just in high school when Ronnie met him and made him a member of the Hawks. And he had to stay around in Arkansas for Levon to graduate from high school before Levon's parents would let Levon leave. And that's when they headed back to Canada. Yeah, so he was the first player. And the second guy was Jamie Robertson. Did you know his first name was Jamie?
I did know Jamie,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Jamie Robertson. He was hired not to play guitar. He was hired to play bass. And so they fired the bass player, hired Jamie. Jamie ends up in the future changing his name to Robbie Robertson, as we all know him, now. When they fired the guitar player, they made Robbie Robertson the guitar player and hired Rick Danko to be the bass player. This is the story that goes on and on and on through the creation of Ronnie Hawkins and the Hawks. They finally end up, the last guy they get is Garth Hudson. And Garth is the guy that a lot of people, his real name is Eric, but his parents called him Garth, so everybody started calling him Garth. He's the guy that, of all of them, with Robbie Robertson writing the songs, they all sang. Garth and Robbie didn't sing lead on any band songs. They had three lead singers, but everybody sang harmony. Garth is the guy that really structured the sound of the band because he was a true multi-instrumentalist. He could play literally anything. And he was trained in music. He was in college for music when they first met him. He was able to go with the Hawks because Ronnie Hawkins told his parents that he needed to have Garth there to teach everybody else how to play their instruments. And that his parents thought, well, he thinks a lot of our son. We should let him go. So they let him go. And the history of the band went on. And it took a couple of years before they got sort of tired of Ronnie Hawkins' controlling way before they left. But when they left poor and they left driven to do something different.
And they had been working so hard.
Working so hard.
Yeah, so yeah. They were very well-honed, a well-oiled machine,
yeah,
as it were.
Well-oiled machine.
So we're talking about Rockmon Record Club. Chuck is going to be going through the band's second album, 1969 release, called The Band, at Lark Hall on September 18th.
Yes.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Well, Chuck, I'm so glad that we could have you by to talk about this.
Oh, I love it, Chris. Anytime. I'm happy. This is like old times.
It's old times.
We did this a lot. This is great. Yeah, thank you so much.
We'll do it again soon.
Yeah.
As we head on out now, you chose a very special song to finish up with here.
I did. My granddaughter's name is Ophelia.
Aw.
And she's a sweetheart. She's the apple of my eye and Mateo's daughter and Mateo and Lauren's daughter. And yeah, let's listen to Ophelia.
All right, because you got to get out of here. Got to go play with that apple of your eye.
I gotta go make some money so I can buy her some toys.